What's up? It's your girl Stardaze, and you're watching Stardaze TV. Okay, we're on Lovecraft Country, Season 1, Episode 3, Holy Ghost. Okay, I really enjoyed this episode. I think I watched it like twice already. Okay, this was my second time. This particular episode, Holy Ghost deals a lot with the death, facing a new reality, adaptation. There's a little more mystery in this. So if you saw two, great episode. Three, I'm telling you, it reached. Cause I got American Horror Story vibes, Hill House vibes, and some more up in this particular episode. Okay. It's been like 3 weeks since George's death, and they're showing us these characters. They're feeling his absence. Hippolyta, she's mourning, of course. You know, she's a widow now. And she's also okay to see that she's angry. Why? What's going on? Because the story that they told her about the racist sheriff shooting and killing him, she's not buying it. She's been getting these drawings from Dee, her daughter. She's looking. And I'm telling you, Hippolyta knows more than we're giving her credit for, because she knows that that's not the truth. Okay. We see her pull up out the drawer this copy of Dracula. That's George's favorite book. She, rubs, you get a little memory, the little vibe. She opens it up. She begins ripping the pages out of it. It is nice how she hurry up and replace that book. But she's really tortured. No, this is her soulmate. And he's gone trying to do the green book that she was like the co-editor of. She's helping him with that. We know that she's in to astrology, because we see the telescope. Dee draws a picture of her with the telescope, so we know that she's into that. And I don't know if you are an avid reader. This is giving me the vibe maybe that she was supposed to be the African American woman that discovered Pluto, but a white woman beat her to it and got the credit. So, because she is finding new. That's why I said she's not. And if you look at the trailer, the warrior. I'm not gonna give you any ahead, but Hippolyta knows that there are like evil and mystic powers at work here. Okay. And I'm just watching Montrose, and I was like, well, people deal with grief different. But he's in a drunken stupor, all laid out on the floor. And Atticus comes in, because Atticus is, I guess, worn out. Feels that he is worn out. He's welcome. He's cooking and, helping speed things along, getting with Dee and everything there. Then Dee starts staring off at space at the empty table. They're setting the table and everything. And so I guess, he wonders, time is up here. So he goes to his father, but he's in his drunken stupor on the floor. I'm like, come on now. But it could be, he's mourning. Also about, that last conversation they had about Atticus possibly being George's son. And all the things that went on in Artem. So it's kind of understandable in so many ways, because as I said, people deal with process, grief, and things of this magnitude in different ways. Okay. Like I said, they explained to Hippolyta that the sheriff did it, but they're all like, wow, at what all that went on during this little period. So the unknown is really getting to her, and Atticus is like, no, but Montrose is like, no, we are sticking to the story. That's it. So I guess, you know, they bump heads or we're not. So he decides that he's gonna go and find. He was deciding to go back to Florida. So he finds Letty. Okay, let me go. I'm going to leave that part. And we're going to go to Letty. Letty Letitia fucking Lewis. Letty has bought this decrepit. I said, this thing going to fall apart as soon as you step into it. I know, I'm like, okay. So it's her and Ruby. Ruby is her half-sister. I'll say sister. But they have the same mother, different father. So that's her sister, Ruby, who we saw in episode 1 of singing and everything. Okay? Okay, so they walk up to the house. She tells her sister that she's bought this house. And it has 13 bedrooms. And I'm like, I'm with Ruby. I'm looking. And she was like, it was a steal. And they told me the price. You know, she couldn't pass it up. I was like, yeah, I wouldn't pass it up, but I don't know. We can't be doing. Because this was like in the white affluent area of north side Chicago. So it was like, this white only area that was, I don't know. Letty is all, I told you in one, she is just a free spirit. She is testing those boundaries and all of that good stuff. Okay. This episode is mainly about Letty. Okay. I like this. I really enjoyed this episode. It's mainly about Letty. She is facing her, you know, ghost, as I can say. We see her sitting in this service. I'm not sure what kind of service this is. Is this a home going or anything? But it's clearly a black Christian church. You see shouting. If you're familiar with black churches, there's shouting, praising, praise dancing, speaking in tongues, interpreting, things of that nature, and that you might find in a majority of black Christian church, okay? So all that's going on, and I'm like, okay, she is clearly separated because she's the only one sitting down. She's not moved, swayed, or nothing. They are in there clapping, tambourine shaking, and she's just sitting. So I'm not sure if this was like the homegoing, a little celebration, or just a regular church service. So I wasn't sure about that, but apparently the members or the congregation, they seem to have the Holy Ghost, but not Letty. Okay. And then we get this little text excerpt that reads, in the summer of 1955, a group of Negro men and women moved into a house on the north side of Chicago. 10 days later, three people went missing inside the house, never to be seen again. Okay? That really
got you.
I was like, American Horror Story, some Conjuring. So let's get into it. when I read this little excerpt, I was like, okay, it's, and I see Ruby, I was like, okay, is this Ruby Letty and Atticus gonna go into this house and not come out again, or what's the twist here from this little excerpt? But no, everyone is fine, okay? All of our black characters do survive. The three missing person who end up being the racist white men, they were killed by the spirit. My nerves had got the best of me, y'all. When I seen this, okay, like I said, I told you, Letty was showing her sister the house and everything, and she was like, "We got an elevator, you know, and everything." Keep in mind, this is 1955. This is the 1950 ranging. There's some events that happened from like 1948 on. Okay, we're in most of the 1950s and 40s. Okay, so she done got this house, and she is looking at this elevator, and it was like it was working this morning, and she comes, it's not working. She looks down, looks up, we hear this little creep, and lo and behold, this elevator thing and came shooting down like a guillotine, almost beheaded the girl. I'm like, girl, you got to be more careful in this house, because I was like, we gonna tell these folks the deal is off. So she's getting giving the grand tour and everything, and she is and she keeps hearing this like poet, this voice over. I was like, well, what could, you know, maybe this would prompt her to buy the house, or, you know, moving things along. But then again, I don't know. You all leave your theories in the comment section, please. I'm looking for all the theories. I have some of my own that I've been sharing. So, she got, what did you do to make your mark in the world? I'm like, is this her mom speaking? It gets her to question, and it's coming to the head of the mind. So what she's gonna do with how she's gonna live her life in this new world now that she is embarked on a baby. This is a whole new journey for her. Okay. But let's deal with this haunted house she's about. Okay. The ghosts in this episode belong to 9 spirits. 8 restless souls that were trapped in the house with the killer. I was like, really? Okay. We know that they was in this restaurant, and she was like, my house, talking to Atticus, and it's like, my house is honey. Atticus, he is unfazed about all of it. I told you, Atticus went from the father's house. He was telling Letty goodbye. He was going to Florida. He goes get ready. These white individuals, them pulled their car up, had attached bricks to the horn, so you just hear all this noise. And I was like, oh, so y'all trying to irritate them, so it's not irritating y'all? I was like, what kind of sense that make? But they lying, they little cars, and they sitting on the little police driving by, and like ain't nothing happened. So Atticus like, well, I think I'm still a little bit longer. We see that she's getting the house ready, got friends to help her out with the rooms. They're not making no major changes, so you know, still got to work out the kinks with the money, so everything not finalized. As far as the building, you know, I'm sure you have built that to wait on permits, and if it's a historic home, there are like, it's red tape everywhere, so they just was doing like a little cleanup and spruce up type thing to the house, get the cobwebs out the corner type thing. So as they doing that and everything, we see all this commotion outside. They're just determined. Like I said, they were harming themselves too. Who wants to listen to this? Even though it's parked in front of there, but you all are neighbors all around. Then you see signs about undesirables, not wanting, not for undesirables or something like this on some signs that's stuck in. I said, really? So I guess you know, speech and free, they just did a little analogy, but we knew what you was talking about. We know what y'all was talking about. Y'all didn't want the black folks there. But it's called pioneering. The black people were moving into predominantly white neighborhoods. So it was called pioneering. Now about these killer. Okay, the owner of the house was Hiram Epstein. He experimented on black residents, and he buried them in the room below the basement. So the residents, he kept he was practicing on them without anesthesia. They were deformed. We have a lot of stories about different like they did this. I have a whole list, but this who was resided in this particular house. There we learned was the Winthrop house. I said, God. Horatio Winthrop. And that's why I told you guys, pay attention to everything. I told something small would come up. I told y'all. Horatio Winthrop was in the painting with Adam naming, supposedly naming the creatures, that painting. They was talking about that Samuel was talking about everybody had their place. Okay? So he was up on the top. And come to find out that he is the son of Abed. So let me get more into that one. So the spirits are like showing up, but they're not they're not bothering Letty. They're bothering the white people. But the beheading thing we find out was Harold. The Epstein, yeah. He was trying to get rid of her. But the other creatures just really like showed up. I had about 3-4 heart attack. Oh, and the dog Baldwin, reading the Baldwin, how he talks about the whiteness been going on. So it's like a whole, I'll be a long time with this. But they have Baldwin as a dog in here. Like, okay, see, that's why I said I'm loving it. I love me some Lovecraft Country, all the twists and turns, the metaphors, the iconic. I'm here for it. As I mentioned about the, the message was clear from the neighbors that they were not wanted there. Then you have the day they're doing day by day. This takes place over 10 days, okay? As the days roll on, the tax to get them to move, it just increases. It was all just like a little silly to me because I was like, you're doing more harm than good by making these scenes and what they were doing. I was like, come on now, okay? Through all these letters, she's not giving up. She actually threw a housewarming party that I was like, yes. So she threw this housewarming party, and you already know things. The white folks weren't going for this. Got Ruby up there singing. I was like, yes. She the okay. And then you got Letty up there all in the bathroom. I guess she's like getting her guitar to keep. You got Atticus to win in after her. And they start bumping uglies. Atticus got blood on his hands. Like, what is she? I didn't know I started my career. I was like, yeah, you a whole virgin out here. It's good, lady. So, lady, just wasn't letting everybody. I like this lady. I loved it. I lived for it. So they do the do and walk now and everything. They see this little, this cross in the yard. It's flying in flames. I was like, a burning cross. Y'all, to this, I think this is like a Celtic thing, them burning crosses. So I was like, KKK is supposed to, I don't get it. Leave up in the comments of what all that, what the significance of burning a cross is, because I'm not getting it. So they burned the cross, and I guess Letty like, man, fuck this shit. Y'all went too far. Now I ain't taking this no more. So she goes out with this. She Louisville slugger the headlights, the busting windows and windshields up and down. Then you got Ruby on the drive. They done got their little weapons in the car. Drive, all police come. They done surrender down on the yard. We got. They going to jail. This particular officer's drilling Letty. She was in the back talking to the cop, and she came to know that racism and people in power, it's all about, they all entangled, okay? It run deeper, and it's real, it's strong, baby. But you see throughout this episode that she's trying to mend, get together back with Ruby. When Ruby finds out, that she got this inheritance, it was like, why she ain't share with her and Marvin? Like, what's really all these, I was like, I kind of feel it because you've been trying to get a place to stay. You've been bumming, mooching. Let me say mooching. And you got this inheritance that you say is from mom. I'm like, girl. So, but she's been trying to, trying to get it and everything, but before the little cross, after the sexual encounter with Tig, she's crying, honey, and another spirit then popped up. I said, you don't see that spirit in that mirror? Whew, I was clutching my pearls, clutching something, but I was like, Ruby, now back to Ruby, you know, like I said, she was upset, and you know, she called her out, and she was like, at least mama didn't pretend to be anything but selfish. Hey, so if that's the way that mom was, and she like, bearing your gift for doing what you always do, look out for Letty first. So I'm not, I want them to elaborate. Because I kind of feel that there's this they're trying to see how I can put it. And they do this like the light skin, dark skin, trying to see if that was a thing in play, because people used to do that. They probably still do it now. I'm not aware of it, but I'm probably sure it still goes on, because that is like pungent. That's not going to go away, okay? So, by not leaving, because she's not, clearly not the oldest. So, I'm like, why would she get the money? But that's what I was thinking at first. But as we go on, we find out the truth. Then Letty gets this help of this priestess. What's her name? Martine. I said, okay. So her and Tick, all them, they following this priestess all around the house. It's the priestess and the ASOs. They're trying to, you know, get Hiram Epstein spirit out. And in the process, the spirits, they return to their, that little scene, they in the room, they all holding hands and everything, and we got the priestess and got possessed by Hiram Epstein, and she chokes out Atticus, because you know she's Hiram right now, choked out Aaron, and the spirit to transferred into Atticus, and Atticus like, yeah, he going, and the spirit all the time, these people breaking in the house, these white boys breaking in the house. Man, when I seen this baby head, y'all, those ghosts were like, I said, okay, I'm here for y'all, did that with that, y'all did that, because I was scared as hell. So the ghost, one bit off the head, they just didn't remember these little women. They shouldn't have been creeping though. But, you know, they should be creeping on other folk property. And then y'all already knew that it was like, honey, what y'all thought Hiram was finna save y'all? Honey, Hiram is getting knocked out. Okay, so but the house is unhunting, and I was so, you know what, I was so relieved to see them come into their pre-experimental state. It was just lovely, 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 lovely. And I was like, oh my god, this was getting great. And at the house is unhunting. Letitia, because she used her is to give this space for the black creatives, even getting profiled by a local black newspaper. I said, yes, yes, yes. Then we got Tig walking, and he sees that Bentley. I said, man, I ain't gonna want to see no silver Bentley in a long time after watching this show. So he sees silver Bentley, so he's following, trying to see where Christina going. Christina went in here to the no, she's still alive. So, well, we saw Samuel die. So, then we got he done went in after Christina to find out what's going on, and in fact, she the one who helped Letitia get the house. Get the house. She paid off the realtor, and sent the money for the house. And we find out that she's after something for the house because it was Horatio Withrow, who's a member of this organization, a son of Adam. So, and we learn that she has the power of invulnerability and she cannot be harmed. As we see, Atticus points a gun at her and tries to shoot her. Atticus, like, my teeth say, oh, I'm sick of this shit. This bitch gotta go. No. And I was like, you know what? I just was getting a little. Oh yeah, about the forgot a point. That Ouija board. D and these kids playing with this Ouija board that was hearing on the doggone Ouija board. Them baddest, I said, these baddest kids, get off the damn Ouija board. But and I wanna know, should I be scared? Okay, Hippolyta found this little golden little contraption thing. And it seemed like it was luring her on in. That's why I said it was a lot of stuff in this dead house, honey. It was just luring her in. I'm like, should we be a little scared or something? Girl, don't go near it. If it's luring, don't go near it. Don't go near it. Okay. So. And when they put the little puzzle together, she know the dark. Where the bodies was. Letitia used that for her dark room. So when she finally put her little puzzle, her things together, we see Hiram Epstein come up out of the little thing. The slashes made the mark or something. I said, whew, y'all, this episode, I mean, so far, I think 2 was a little solemn. 1 had you going and 3 had you going. 2 was malaise, but with 2 was whiteys on the moon. It's a little so, but I'm gonna tell you, it had a lot of context. So, if you're not into H.P. Lovecraft, but you don't have to be into it because I'm not into it. But I read it, and I liked that this spin on it because. No, I love reading a variety of things, but I like how the spin on this, it was extraordinary. Extraordinary. But 3, it really got you so much. When I say if you watch it, that's on HBO. If you watch it, man, pay attention to the little clues. Like I kept telling y'all. See, they came back up, didn't they? And no, I did not preview 1 through 5 like a lot of people did. No. I like to pay attention because Jordan Peele and then some mamas when they were following going through after their preachers didn't give me Get Out vibes. I said, alright, Jordan. Alright now. So, and I know with all his stuff there's like contextual clues, so I'm here for it. I'm paying attention and yes, baby. Okay. And Lord, let me give you this connection between Christina Braithwaite, Hiram Epstein, and Horatio Winthrop. Horatio Winthrop is the founding member of Son of Adam. He was banished after stealing pages from the Book of Names. And y'all, I'm really hoping they can bring George. Do y'all think George is too far gone to be brought back? I really want George back. I really need George back, y'all, okay? But, he was trying to develop his own cipher for the language of Adam from these particular pages that he stole. And, you know, previously, Titus Braithwaite was the only person with the cipher. And Hiram Epstein was a follower of Horatio. And Christina now wants those pages to decode the language, and you know, she wants to obtain the power that comes with them. And y'all, I was just thinking, what if Christina and William are like the same person? Why don't we ever see them two in the same filming? We don't see them together. That's something to think about. It might be nothing, but I told you this, Jordan Peele, so I can't get tunnel vision. I be looking all on the walls. I love how Tick and Tisha, they received the priestess that helped them bring out the spirit. I already told y'all the dog, the ball went out, but y'all will pay attention. Anyway, this was a great, great, great episode. I'm trying to go over and make sure I didn't forget anything. I did go over Hippolyta, finding the gold. I don't know what it was called. It was like a contraption. I don't know. But it was like it was calling her, dragging her in. Like, here, come on, come on. But I'm trying to say, I would love for George to come back. I wonder if they can, if they get all of this. But I get, Letty, she's going to be reluctant. She's not going for this helping Christina. So, we got Tick to I want to bring Julie back. I want to find out what's really going on. So, I hope they got some more seasons in line because, I'm hearing it's like seven more episodes. There are 10 episodes total. Okay? And a lot of people got to preview the first 5, so I didn't get that. I was not that fortunate. But I'm enjoying it. I have my little notebook. I have been taking notes, putting my pieces together, creating my little theories and putting them out there. So I want to see what you all think and how it come about and everything, because first I was thinking about this little Jim Crow, this pit, the light skin, dark skin fan that all the time is Christina Brave, right? I said, y'all done really got me. But that was good. I'm glad it didn't go the way, because I was like, I know y'all, like, the mama ain't just finna leave the baby, son. I thought the oldest seemed responded, Marvin got his own place and everything. Everybody doing good, but Letty. So I was like, oh, I know that's not the case, okay? But it turns out it won. So, like I said, y'all leave those comments. Let me know what you thought of this episode. What you think is to come. What's up with that contraption that Hippolyta found? Do you think George is coming back? Think some more creatures gonna come out. See, I like this one about no creatures. These were about these ghosts and spirits. So I really know this was a calm down. We got high and we calmed down. Okay. And thumbs up, subscribe, and share. And until the next episode. This is Star, and you have been watching Star Days TV.